Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you turn to the Psalms about halfway through the Bible, largest book of the Bible, find Psalm 81. I'll be reading Psalm 81 through 83, taking any devotional pauses, some applicational thoughts at the end, and closing in prayer. I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Psalms. Just love the Psalms and the emotion that is given to lift you up and to consider your ways. Help me to do that as I read and apply this today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 81, for the director of music, according to Gittith of Asaph. Verse 1. Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music, strike the timbrel, play the melodious harp and lyre. Sound the ram's horn at the new moon, and when the moon is full on the day of our festival. This is the decree for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. When God went out against Egypt, he established it as a statute for Joseph. I heard an unknown voice say, I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you out of a thundercloud. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear me, my people, and I will warn you. If you would only listen to me, Israel, you shall have no foreign god among you. You shall not worship any god other than me. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly I would subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. So that's the end of Psalm 71. And for Asaph, he, you know, is saying, hey, we need to shout to God for joy. We need to sing to him. If his people would only follow him, he would be close to them. But obviously God's people were struggling, as they do today, to fully follow him. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. So, the idea of God here presiding judgment over people who are worshiping other gods that are not really gods, who are not taking care of those who are needy, who are not loving those who are without, caring for those who need care, is certainly applicable to our world today, that the people of God need to represent God in helping bring his kind of justice, his kind of love and mercy and concern for those who are truly in need. He has always expected that of his people. Psalm 83, a psalm of Asaph. O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God. See how your enemies growl, how your foes rear their heads. With cunning they conspire against your people. They plot against those you cherish. Come, they say, let us destroy them as a nation so that Israel's name is remembered no more. With one mind they plot together. They form an alliance against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagrites, Byblos, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the people of Tyre, even Assyria has joined to reinforce Lot's descendants. Do to them as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera, Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor and became like dung on the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take possession of the pasture lands of God. Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest or flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm. Cover their faces with shame, Lord, so that they will seek your name. May they ever be ashamed and dismayed. May they perish in disgrace. Let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. That is the end of Psalm 83 and the end of our reading for today. That psalm is more of Asaph calling out to God and a song to God to go against their enemies, to go against his enemies, as he has done in the past. And he mentioned several examples. Well, what do I take from these three psalms? What do you see that catches your attention, captures your heart, that you would want to apply? For me, I think of all that's going on in our world today, and that even as people claim peace, it's not for true peace. As they claim justice, it's not true justice. Things that, from man's perspective, they are trying to accomplish are actually against God's ways. And it is very difficult for believers to see what's going on in our world, and to see also that believers, true believers, are marginalized. People don't want to hear what God has to do with this, what his word has to do with this, what Christianity has to do with this. And yet, as Christians, we are continually, imperfectly trying to serve and love and demonstrate mercy and bring reconciliation. And so my mind comes to the end of Psalm 83 here, which says, let them know that you, whose name is the Lord, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. My application today is to pray in this way. Father, I give my life to you. And all the difficulties going on in the world, Lord, all the things that can make us so frustrated and upset, things that do not honor you, things that are just political, things that are not in submission to your word, or the kinds of attitudes we are to have toward others. Father, I ask you to take care of it. I ask you to judge. Lord, I'd love to see you take care of it today. But if not, Lord, I know you will someday. Help me to honor you and to sing your praises, trusting in you alone, for you are the one and only Most High God, and I praise you today. In Jesus' name, amen.